You ever been so high you don't even know what you're thinking? Well,
did you guys hear the former Planned Parenthood director killed himself after a botched child sexual abuse material raid? Yeah. A real friend immediately deletes your hard drive when you die.
Why am I still smoking?
That's what I'm saying.
Because 420, Dougie. Yeah.
Everything bagel in every tube.
A fat activist called for airlines to provide two or even three seats to plus-sized passengers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but you're hurting your whole body.
Your heart is dying.
Yeah. If we scissor, we can both extend our legs, which is both what we want, right?
A proposal at Disneyland.
Oh, get the f***. You're double smoking because you're finally away from your child for the first time.
It's 420 and my bros are relaxing. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, Pedro.
Who do you think you are?
That's right. I got to put my mouth to the microphone.
Hey, CJ.
What's up, CJ? Special guest in the studio today.
In the tent.
Oh, in the tent.
Hitler was a homosexual.
Oh. Hello, everybody. We are celebrating a very happy 420. We're celebrating the philosopher Hitler. We're celebrating the Columbine shooters. If they only knew what they began, what does Hitler and a pothead have in common? The love for a smoke-filled room, baby.
Oh, no.
I was just fooling about that one.
And I'm Pedro, folks, and we are in this beautiful tent, this four-person tent. And as you can see, we have... Here you go, Ben. You got it? We do have four people in here, and we're going to clam bake this as best as we can in celebration of 420.
Celebration of Hitler's birthday.
All right, bud. I don't know if I was never fully on board with that.
Happy birthday, Hitler.
Me either.
Cha-cha-cha.
Sorry about bringing up Hitler.
And many more.
6 million and many more.
¿Quién crees que eres?
I'm Chris James. Follow me on Instagram at CJ Talks Funny for brand new jokes and art.
Ooh.
In the studio today, folks, dude. I was just going to let you know,
I watched a lesbian racist porn today, and nobody could follow directions in that thing. Yeah, it was all queefs and no Indians.
Okay. Squeeze the banana.
And in the
Squeeze
studio.
Squeeze the banana.
Nice. Yeah.
Hitting me with the bomb banana in studio today.
On the
our
opening
guest,
joke.
Kinsey.
What's going on, Kins?
Great to be back, guys.
Yeah?
Feels like
we
I'm
at
home.
Heck yeah.
You're kind of at home.
I know, pretty much.
Now you're seeing what I do every week. It's very professional to leave my family.
Yep.
Yeah. Very worth it, if I do say so myself.
Kinsey is Nick's fiance, the mother of his child, and she's 16 years old.
Hot.
SBT wife.
Very hot.
SBT wife.
He talks to a pretty girl, and he starts to act retarded.
Sure.
That's how we got her. Yeah. Just acting retarded.
What's a pothead Nazi's favorite munchie?
I don't know what.
Ooh,
flaming hot Greedos.
Not bad.
That's
pretty
good. How does that bagels, dude?
Should I said bagels? Flaming hot bagels?
I don't know.
What's
dude?
A Greedo?
That's like a pass between Cheeto and then greedy people, the Jews that were burning alive. Huh?
Smoked jerky's better.
I was going to say grief jerky. I workshopped that about 4 hours cutting fish. Well, I'm already spilling, dude.
Come on, guy.
We
got an ashtray in here.
Dude. Doesn't mean I'm not going to spill.
How many joints we got going? Two?
Three? No, two? Yeah. Two.
Mine went out. Little bullshit-ass joint that I rolled, dude.
Yeah, that is bullshit, dude.
That's bullshit little-ass joint,
bullshit,
dude.
Bullshit, dude. I can't believe
a
it.
A fucking gay-ass joint, dude.
Much like R. Kelly, Anne Frank was also trapped in the closet.
Okay.
Although her diary did not tell us whose mouth she pissed in.
I wish it would have, though.
That would have been good.
That would have been good.
We're going to need another banana.
Way to cap.
Oh, come on, dude. I'm trying to keep it flow. You guys are just saying, oh, how many joints are in here? CJ's writing down things. You're just double smoking because you're finally away from your child for the first time.
Yeah, because he gets away from the kid for the first time. She's immediately got two joints and a beer.
This is actually clam baking a lot better than I thought it was going to.
It's not too bad.
Yeah,
it's smoky in here.
Not too bad, not too good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right where we're at.
The other day we hotboxed the bathroom, actually. The kid
did
was,
you really?
The kid was not in there.
Nice.
She was sleeping safely.
She was breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Dude. Imagine getting high off tit milk and fucking secondhand smoke.
I'm imagining it.
Such a chill baby. Such a chill baby, dude.
That's why.
Maybe that's why, because you guys fucking clam bake your bathroom.
It was one time, dude.
Yeah, don't fucking get on us. Don't fucking get on us, okay?
Your life isn't margaritas on a beach in Jamaica.
Dude, I wish
sometimes
it was,
you just
though,
gotta clam bake a bathroom, dude, yeah, while your kid is asleep.
Sometimes you gotta clam bake a bathroom with a baby on your tit, dude.
So then you don't fucking be mad at her, you know? You're chilling.
That's true. You don't want to take out your anger on a baby.
True,
never.
Yeah. She's getting the oxygen from the breast milk.
Never, ever, ever,
never,
ever.
Never want to do that.
Ever.
Never. Ever.
I'm never gonna give you up.
Okay.
Right, so
I'm just doing too much smoking.
It's all right.
We're not having no topics, guys.
No, we're gonna get some topics.
No, we'll get there.
Yeah. We're just getting the wheels turning.
Put the mic closer to your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go. Hell yeah. Did you guys see that?
Sorry.
Thank you so much.
I went up with it, dude.
I really appreciate it, dude. Right
up in its
right
head.
Up into my face.
With a little air.
My throat has been tickling me all day.
You're right, dude. I am sorry.
Okay, I'm like, ew, it's gross.
Happy 420.
Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
I delivered to the COVID ward last night.
What's that?
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
He's like, I don't know what that is. So.
There's a fat activist called for airlines to provide 2 or even 3 seats to plus-sized passengers. Mm-hmm.
They have to pay for it, right?
I mean, that's...
That's the topic.
That's the contention, right? Is like, what? I mean, who's going to pay for this? Yeah.
For being real.
For sure. And it's like, bitch, if you need 3 seats, you're not plus-sized. You're multiplication-sized.
You are hashtag obese.
Yeah, dude.
Honestly, it's less for that fat fuck. And then the people that they're trapped next to. So I say, give them all the seats they need.
Give them the aisle.
Give them the row.
Give them the lay down.
Yeah. Give them the cargo bay.
Sit next to them and make them feel horrible about who they are.
I can't really sit next to them. It's kind of more of an on top or underneath situation.
Hey,
yeah.
It's like you're fat.
It's like a beanbag situation, dude. You're sitting on them.
That's true.
They're comfortable.
You're like kneading them like a kitty.
Yeah. As you purr.
Yeah.
That's like I remember in like high school or junior high, whatever. Like when you played fat flag football,
fag football.
Remember the fat kids that have to take like 2 or 3 of the straps. You're like, damn, that's gonna hurt.
Oh my god,
there's your pride.
3 or more.
Yeah, 3. You got like 6. They're like they're hula hooping.
Yeah, is it if you're 600 pounds, dude? Like
in high school,
God clearly doesn't want you to leave the ground. You know
what
I mean?
Watch that show though.
What one?
600 pound plus, like,
oh, absolutely,
my 600 pound
yeah, oh, dude. Yes. I'm like, holy shit,
what is it? The doctor in that is like super blunt and doesn't give a fuck about hurting feelings. Is that the show? The same show?
Yeah. But how do you not hurt feelings? You're like, dude, you're gonna die.
Yeah,
you don't fucking figure it out.
I don't want to hurt your feelings, but you're hurting your whole body.
Your heart is dying.
Yeah. You're doing this to yourself, but like,
you know,
that's what I like about that doctor. He's blunt and he's like, well. Then you're going to die. You know, like, he just says...
He's like, yeah, you better figure it out.
He speaks the truth, dude.
He's like, you know when you wake up and your knees buckle? That's because you're fat as fuck. Fix yourself.
We got a Gilbert Grape situation.
When you wake up and you can't get out of bed so your knees don't buckle?
You know how you buy 5 toilets a year? That's a problem.
You know how you're not sure if you have feet because you can't feel them?
There's no circulation.
Oh, the people with the diabetes, though.
Yeah.
Diabetes.
This is the activist herself.
Let's see her.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Damn.
Or should I say herself?
I played flag football with her.
That's crazy, dude.
That is crazy.
I mean,
she needs more than than one seat for sure. She should not fly.
She's activated. She's advocating for multiple seats per person.
She thinks fat people should get that.
She doesn't have to pay for it.
Well,
also what? Or what's
wait, this is the plane taking off.
No, it's like this. Whatever side she's on, it's like,
damn, yeah, dude.
We're going to Denver.
Yeah, this is the plane.
That's taking us.
This is the plane taking off.
Where is this plane going to? Wherever she decides to lean.
They use the whole runway. She's in the very back, just going up.
Just scraping the bottom.
Well, technically, is there a pound? Is there a pound limit on planes?
Well,
probably,
yeah.
Right?
A pound limit?
So, like, if you allow her on, you can't allow one other person.
Well,
right?
You can't allow a whole Chinese family on.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you're affecting planes. Like,
actually, they have to take half of the luggage. They have to put it on another plane to accommodate her being on there.
Probably, because they want to sell the tickets.
Well, think about how much luggage she has.
Well,
holy shit.
She's lugging around.
She said, as plus-size travelers, my partner and I, and this is according to DailyMail.com.
Bring up her partner. Who's fucking
got a
this
partner,
thing?
Dude?
Who's going down on this?
Bring that dude up. TJ, if you could,
you, they
bring
cannot
him
fly together. Can
he's probably skinny. Honestly, he's probably a skinny dude.
Oh, a skinny white dude?
He's skinny white dude. Nah, he's like
plus,
a
yeah,
short black guy.
You kind of see him in the back.
Size.
Oh, yeah.
He pops in the back every once in a while.
Here we go, Hawaii.
Oh, shit. He's bigger than her.
Yeah.
Oof.
So she said, as plus-size travelers.
Imagine two whales having sex, dude. How do they do
it? I'm imagining it.
How does that happen?
I'm hard.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. You've watched Skanks and the Little Dick Contest. It's like, they don't. Like, it must be sloppy.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely sloppy. It's sweaty and sloppy.
Oh, God.
They have to change the bed sheets every time they fornicate.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
And if they're not, they're nasty.
No, that's the thing. I don't think they do. I think they just masturbate.
Ooh.
Why are we fat shaming, dude?
We're not fat shaming.
I'm getting there, dude.
It's 420, dude. Let's fat shame.
420. Let's fat
humpers, dude.
I'm like,
because
I'm fat. I need to shame.
Sorry. Continue with the story, CJ.
Yeah, please. Sorry. I interrupted you very rudely.
We all did a couple times.
As plus-size travelers, my partner and I have unfortunately experienced discrimination and discomfort while flying.
Hey, fat fuck!
That's just, it's
you're
not
just,
discrimination.
Just sitting and waiting.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Fuck no,
wake
fuck
up.
No, fuck no, fuck no, fuck! Yeah.
Ma'am, please, wake up, ma'am. You're fat.
You sat on someone, ma'am.
Damn, dude. Little boy's been lost since takeoff.
Ma'am, you're upsetting the other passengers.
Damn.
Hey, yeah,
you guys are rude, dude. She's got feelings. All right?
Yeah, not in her feet. As of that's kind of
that's a good piggyback. That's a good piggyback, yeah, for sure.
That petition that she wrote that in has around 4,300 people had signed it as of a Saturday afternoon.
How many?
4,300.
4,300.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And,
that's not a lot, so we're good.
That's half a million people, dude.
She added, all plus-size passengers should be provided with an extra free seat or even two or three seats, depending on their size, to accommodate their needs and ensure their comfort during the flight.
Wait, now...
She flies with a fucking oxygen mask,
okay, no, hold
dude.
On.
What
all
the
right.
fuck?
Does she?
I just had this... Guys.
Like, can't breathe?
Yo.
I guess. I don't know.
I'm actually,
she might just have an oxygen mask,
I'm
but
actually
she's flying with one.
On her team on this.
I don't care, honestly.
I don't think...
I'm like, go on. Continue.
I don't think that a person that has...
A person of size.
A person of size, plus size, let's say.
Multiplication.
Should have to pay for two seats because, honestly, in one seat, a person of plus size is not going to be comfortable, dude. Also, I get it. You're trying to sell the seats, but... No, but... It's going to be the person's worst nightmare. Is this a press conference? It's going to be the person's worst nightmare to sit next to that person. So give them the extra seat.
Their worst nightmare?
Why is it their worst nightmare? Because the smell because that comes from the fat person?
Dude, you don't smell it.
That is,
a problem with
that
them.
Is so real.
Yeah.
That's hitting all the senses, dude. You're hearing,
you're
smelling,
tasting it.
Smelling
it, feeling it.
All five senses.
Feeling it.
I hope she never watches this episode. But there was, there,
she probably does.
There was a gal.
She probably does.
Yeah, she's our demographic
she's
for sure.
Doesn't
fan.
Get
she's
out
like,
much.
I'm done, I'm done.
Plus size, dude? That's all we go for here.
Yeah, plus size.
I'm not talking about that lady. I'm talking about this gal.
Oh.
I hope she never watched this episode. If you do, I'm so sorry. I love you. You're the sweetest person ever.
But you're fat.
There is
don't
this
lie
don't
to her.
Big,
just go
no,
on,
she
man.
Is super sweet.
Just
and
don't say her name.
I like
she's
her.
Got, have
she's,
you watched
she's my
friend. Interviews on her?
No, I'm not talking about this gal. I'm talking
friend.
About a certain person
her,
right now. New story.
Sorry, I'm really slow.
No,
yeah,
that's okay.
No, he switched it on
yeah,
us quick,
okay,
dude. He's
like,
you're not wrong. He fucking flip-flop more than
Joe Biden, dude, on the fucking campaign trail. I was in choir, and there's a big fat lady.
Nice.
And she just she smelled bad, man. Ooh. She had a bad smell coming off of her. And
hold on. Did she have a good voice, though?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Was she on her period?
Fantastic singer. No. No, this was a different smell.
Ooh.
Different smell?
A different, far more sinister smell.
Oh,
that's
something
disgusting.
Far worse.
Something far more evil.
From another world.
Then discarded egg. So it was like Jesus. Rough, right? It was pretty rough. And the flamboyantly, the most flamboyantly gay, because this was a college choir, of course, so there was a lot of them. But the
you
most
were in college choir, dude?
Yeah. The most fun. While I was
why are you judging
podcast,
the smelly lady, dude?
Listen, yeah.
You were in college choir, dude.
So, I mean, we're all standing there, and it's one of those things, you know, where you're just kind of like, everybody kind of just has to go, oh, my Jesus Christ. And yeah. You're in choir, so you're having to sing
my
and
Jesus
take big breaths in and stuff. So you,
oh, true.
So there's no avoiding. Yeah, it's not like you can be like, da, 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 da.
True.
Bring the snorkel, dude.
Hum, da, li, la. No, wait, it was a different choir.
This plane's going down.
And then all of a sudden the like the most flamboyantly gay person I've ever met goes, it smells. I hate it. It's so loud.
So
and
sad.
So, yeah, dude. It was just so like
did
one
know?
Of the most embarrassing
did
moments
she know
I've been a part of.
He was
she
about.
Had to know. Mm-hmm.
Some,
but
dude.
Nobody acknowledged. Nobody even
you know,
acknowledged
like
that. I was the only one that was like,
you're like
trying not to laugh. Yeah. Like, this is
you're
hilarious.
Like, finally, finally,
and finally, somebody said something. No, but you know how it's like. Have you ever been to like friends' homes that grew up? Smoking, like inside, or their parents
oh, yeah,
smoked inside
sure.
their house. It's like they can't
Kinsey
smell.
Kinsey smokes inside of our house.
That's crazy, Kinsey. You got to calm the fuck down with that, dude.
Yeah, menthol.
You're
lights.
A mother.
She loves menthols.
Menthols?
No,
you're
a
cool.
American
two a day.
You're a young black mother.
She's
like cool,
16.
Bro.
That's a good bounce back.
You didn't even know he was going to say she wishes.
Whatever, dude.
What do you
she'll
got here, dude?
She gets
what do you fucking?
Back.
Let me see them buns, dude. What are those buns?
Here, try this one.
What's up, Creative Ape?
These
Who's
are
Creative Ape.
Welcome to the chat, Creative Ape. Thanks for coming.
El Yucca.
Happy 420, my
friend. It's called. Is it too hot? I told her to really fuck a couple up.
Bless
you probably like it
with
though.
Us if you got it.
Oh. These are good.
Can you taste the difference from the last
one? It's such a good stoner
no?
stack. I love everything bagels. And the carnicerias, they have, like, sometimes the Hispanics I work with will bring in these, like, bollo rolls, right? Is that what they're called? Mm. And they have cream cheese and jalapenos in them, sometimes chorizo. And I'm like, these are the fucking best, dude. Mm.
What did you ask, though, before he rudely interrupted you?
Was she talking?
Are they? Can you tell the difference?
In what?
From this one to the last one you had.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this one's loaded with hot sauce.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure. Because I put a lot in there.
There's a couple of red-looking ones in there.
You got to tell, yeah.
Those are the hot sauce ones. That's why I gave it to me.
Yeah, I know. I wanted them, too.
I'm not judging. It's, I love it.
I tried.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Thank you.
And let us know.
Happy
420.
Let us know in the comments what your munchies are on this 420. Creative Ape, if you're getting your munch on, dude, let us know. Live, let us know on YouTube.
Where are we, dude?
We're jamming these everything bagels out in the middle of the woods.
We got Sour Patch Kids Lemonade Fest, dude.
Hell yeah.
Dill pickle chips. We're getting
Nick's
high. And we're making
butthole,
fun of
dude.
Fat people. We're making fun of fat people and we're snacking hard.
I was trying to.
How's that feel? What?
I was trying to move away from
this
that, dude.
The
I don't like
episode.
Making fat, I don't like fat shaming. I know too many fats, dude.
If there was more in that Columbine, the kids could have hid behind them, dude. Less casualties.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Am I wrong about that?
If no, there's that's a pro fat point. Also,
yeah. If there's more fatties in you know Auschwitz,
if
less
Columbine
people
happened
fit
today,
in
less people would have died because there would have been more fatties.
Mm-hmm. Am I still smoking?
That's what I'm saying.
Because 420, Dougie.
Yeah, 420.
Woohoo! Happy 420.
Sorry about bringing up Hitler.
Good old Hitty, dude. That's what his mom called him.
Getting litty with Hitty, dude.
Well, speaking of transportation and flight. Elon Musk has announced that his rocket's flying off on 420 as a nod to stoners.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, he's shooting a rocket tonight?
420.
Yeah, it got delayed, and they learned a bunch, and now it happened to have fallen
okay.
on.
I think this goes that way.
On actually, 420. I think it goes Which is pretty sweet.
It is pretty sweet. It's nice of him.
Yeah.
He did shoot cowboy hat, too.
I like that our new...
Classic Texas, dude.
I like that our new tech overlord is a stoner.
Yeah. Or welcoming to it.
Yeah.
It's like most people that work from here are
stoner somewhere. Friendly.
Stoner adjacent.
Pedro's losing it right now. So are you, though.
You're
really clammed
are you guys
up,
super
I've realized.
High?
I'm hella, I'm like clamming up.
Yeah.
Because it's hot, though.
It is a little hot.
Mm-hmm. That was
But it's
expected.
All good, dude. It's all good vibes in this tent right now.
Is
it? And good things. Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
I
I'm
feel like I have
time.
Yeah, true.
Everything bagel in every tooth.
Really?
So nice. It's every, that's why they call it everything bagel
in every tooth.
Oh shit!
Everything bagel in every tooth.
In his tooth.
Everything
play up.
Bagel in every tooth. They might be crooked, but they got some shit in it. That's my teeth, homie. You gotta deal with it. Deal I don't give it. A fuck. I'm just chilling and I'm laxing. Mm-hmm. It's 4:20 and my bros are relaxing. Did I just rhyme relaxing with relaxing? Yes, I did. I don't care. Look at this. We in a fucking tent outside my house in my backyard. Family is chilling inside watching your baby and we're chilling eating food and munchies and smoking and drinking some beer. I don't know. But I'm a queer.
Happy 4:20. Happy birthday, Hitler.
Cheers. That was pretty good.
Dude, little stumbles came out, dude. That was so dumb.
I'm sorry about bringing up Hitler.
Every second.
It's just the beat that homie dropped over here, dude.
That was hard.
Little stumbles got after it.
No. I was like, am I listening to real music right now?
Creative Ape just left, too. He missed out, dude.
Sorry, Creative Ape. Sorry you missed that creativity, Creative Apes, dude.
Got him.
This guy.
True.
Leaving mid fucking little stumble song.
It was
that
good. He wanted to wait until it's released on LP.
I'm waiting for the LP to drop.
Yeah, I want to listen to the whole mixtape all together. That's how they design them. Listen through, dog.
I really do feel it's disgusting. I feel like I have a shit in every tooth.
Well, then have some Sour Patch Kids. Yeah, that'll fix it. Don't do that the same.
You think
camera,
so?
Please. Okay.
What was that?
Lemon Fest.
He burps outward for some reason.
Don't we all burp outward?
Yeah, what do you do?
Oh.
He burps
N-word. Nick burps like an N-word.
Whoa.
Not okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude. I forgot we have to speak into microphones and stuff, dude.
It's all that it happens. How are they? I haven't had Sour Patch Kids in years.
We'll try one.
All right.
Oop. It's really 4:20, guys.
We're really doing it.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're really doing it, folks.
Not process at
but
all.
We're really doing it, folks.
Good job.
Thank you so much for holding this while I'm so busy holding this pen and these two joints.
Why did you make yourself that busy, though?
It looks like a white girl trying to eat sushi for the first
this
time.
This is how I fucking...
holding chopsticks? Trying to figure out chopsticks, dude?
This having is how a I mental drive breakdown, around all night, dude. I literally drive around all night, like, with a joint in my hand and my phone doing Uber.
I believe it.
And I have two phones, so sometimes I have both phones because I'm like... doing some shit. So I'm like driving around with two phones in my hand. It's
two phones.
Ridiculous.
There's already been a song
that's
on that.
Illegal, dog. That's illegal.
I'm going to call the police, dude.
What you doing, Bo?
This motherfucker driving around with two phones in his hand.
Catch him like
allegedly,
this.
Yeah.
Allegedly, dude. Allegedly.
Hey, yo, allegedly, yeah. Guys.
I did that shit. Come after me, pigs.
Just oink, oink.
Sorry. Too much?
The come oink, out of the tent with your hands up.
Yeah, what would you do if you got pulled over in that instance?
Put all my shit away and act like a white person?
Yeah, dude, what are you talking about? Oh, respectful.
That's hard.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Just because you're a Mexican with a nose ring.
I don't know if you know that or not.
Dude, honestly, I think I've gotten out of a couple. I've never had like a ticket.
No?
Actually, no. I've had one ticket.
Your whole life?
My whole life.
That's because they go, oh, shit. It's a minority.
Mm-hmm.
And they draw their guns and they walk up and you're like, hello, officer.
Not early 2000s. Early 2000, it was a
free
get
game.
The minority.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was, get that em. Was, yeah.
That's Arpaio.
That's what I mean, though. They're coming up
that was
strong.
Good old Joey, dude. Yeah. Joey Arpaio.
But then you roll the window down with your golf t-shirt on and you're like, hello, boys.
Hello, officer.
And they're like, oh, it's one of the,
oh, howdy,
it's one
officer.
Of the good ones.
I'm doing a quick 18.
Oh, it's a white one.
Just shot an 84.
They're like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Click their guns back into their holsters.
It's like, shh, back up, retreat.
All right, back up. I'm going to give them a warning.
We got a golfer.
It's a Mexican golfer. Whitewash Mexican.
Hey, Roger, we got one of those.
We got a coconut.
Whatever, dude.
Call off backup. We got a coconut.
You know there's an ashtray, dude. Why did you put those over there?
Ooh.
That one's still, there's a lot of smoke on that one.
Give me a dog.
If you want to. Oh, Lord.
Where's the green lighter?
I felt really good. I don't know, but here's a blue lighter.
I wanted the green one.
What's wrong with blue, dude?
Better than black than blue.
Whatever
fuck
that means.
Fuck the blue, dude.
I like how CJ wanted to make fun of fat people today, though.
Here's a fun video.
Oh, guys, I found the green lighter.
Oh, that's loud.
Oh, yeah.
A proposal at Disneyland.
Aww. Get the fuck out of here. Did he take the ring?
He snaps the ring out of the guy's hand.
You're not supposed to get up there, dude. That's only for the princess.
That guy should not be wearing that outfit either, yeah, by the way.
The gay guy, the
those
fat guy.
Tits are going out the side of his sleeves.
What's the holiday you're not supposed to wear white after?
Labor Day.
Yeah, Labor Day.
He looks like he's about to go into Labor Day.
Fat.
Are you following?
She was thinking about other stuff.
No, but you're not supposed to go up there. I've seen that video, and the guy was just doing his job.
He said he got permission from one of the other workers.
Ooh. Yeah, but not all the other workers talked to each other.
Yeah, not that gay worker.
I bought this pass on Facebook Marketplace for $500.
Oh, maybe homie saved his life. Maybe he's like, dude, don't get married.
Can you imagine?
Oh, shit.
Like, dude, don't get married.
This
don't marry
the whore, dude.
God sent a gay guy to save him.
To save him, yeah. He's like, marry me instead. Like, why don't white after Labor Day? Yeah. We're gonna fuck.
You're a man who takes risks, and I need that because I have HIV.
You look like a man that can power fuck.
Yeah. Well, they've been following them all day. She's toxic. They can clearly see that from the cameras and all the workers, you know, gossiping. And then once he did, a homie comes over and he just snatches the ring and says, "Don't marry this bitch, dude."
Don't marry this bitch.
Dude.
This bitch a hoe.
No, but they were like on a fucking podium that they're not supposed to get on.
A stage, yeah.
And he was proposing on that?
That wasn't being used at
the
moment.
That would have been cute, dude. That would have been cute.
With the fucking magic.
That fucking gay guy ruined it.
With the Magic Kingdom in the background and shit, dude. And they, like, met at Disneyland or some bullshit. Like,
did they? Oh, yeah. That's a fucking dream.
Sometimes you just got to do your job.
They met at Disneyland 90 pounds ago, dude.
That worker ruined that retarded guy's marriage proposal, dude.
Let's see it one more time.
Let's see it one more time. Give it to me one more time, CJ.
This trans Disneyland employee ruins this retarded guy's marriage proposal.
I don't think he's trans at all, dude.
And if he was, I don't care. It doesn't make him a bad person.
I was just describing it for the people who are just listening.
Oh, it is cute.
Oh, my God.
She's wearing a little blue dress, dude.
He's wearing a Mickey Mouse hat.
He can just edit it out. It's fine.
What if he's, instead of snatching the ring, he, like, got down on a knee? He's like, let's marry each other. He's like, sorry, I can't have that.
That's great, but over here, she's gonna be even better.
Ooh. It's gonna be
All right, he's a fucking idiot.
Retarded. Oh.
Well, no, I didn't say that. I said idiot. No, it looks like they are behind like a gated fence, though, not just like.
For sure.
Yeah.
You kind of deserve to have your proposal ruined if you're gonna fucking propose at Disneyland.
I mean, people like Disneyland, dude.
Retarded people, yeah, they do.
¿Quién crees que eres?
What are you doing, dude?
We really need
hey, don't point it out. He's going to hate it.
I know.
Huh?
Nothing, baby.
Nothing, cheeks.
We like your shirt.
Thanks.
Wish
I like
it was
the
off.
Glasses.
Whoa.
And the hat. He matched. Like,
you matched him.
He really did. That's my matching.
Yeah, and it's called that. Autistic matching.
I like that shit.
That's called Asperger's.
called dumb Asperger's. Hey,
just because it's 420.
Yeah.
Thank you. Whatever, dude. I wish you were
at. Where's that banana?
It really wasn't that funny.
I didn't say it.
Give him the banana.
Yeah, thank you.
Boo, boo, like a combine shooter. Boo, boo, boo.
I'm gonna cut him off.
I listen to Marilyn Manson. I'm married this guy.
I know, right?
You procreated with
him. It's fun. It's real fun.
It would never be
fun. It's a roller coaster. Whee.
Yeah. No, he's okay. Yeah. He's a good guy.
That's the best part about bipolar, dude.
He's a good guy, and he's a good dad.
Like being thank you, babe. I respect that. At least somebody told me that today.
Yep.
Didn't call me a dumbass bitch.
Yeah, speaking about being a dad, you have the lady here that
made you a father.
Birth.
True.
A child. How was that? How was your experience?
Thank you, Pedro.
You just showed
thank
the camera
you,
your
Pedro.
Vagina.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, this is for the pod.
So Nick jizzed in here.
Yeah. See this receptacle over here? No, I'm just kidding. Totally kidding, dude.
That's not cool. Don't talk
about
that. I will
I'm
fight
a woman.
You on the first episode.
You're like, that has a receptacle.
Literally. No, my experience was great, though.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It was a surprise.
It wasn't a surprise. I don't say it was a surprise. He was like...
It's not what he told us.
Exactly.
I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
I know he's full of shit.
No. But no, we kind of like, we planned it, and then like, it just happened quicker than like he
expected.
Thought. But I was like, I'm
here's
like,
how the planning process went.
I'm like, yeah.
You said
come
that.
Inside me.
And I was like, that feels good. Let's keep on doing that.
Over and over and over and over and over again.
That's not how it happened.
Oh,
it was planned, so that's nice.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Or were you? Because I was at
good
a point
plan,
where
bad plan.
I where
know.
I was like,
we yet to see
it happen.
We're not. We're not trying see. To have a child.
She exactly. might. Yeah.
So that's the kind of like if it happens, it happens. Yeah. We were
exactly.
Like
and
both
she
in a
might
good
still
place.
Turn out trans, so they might change.
I hope she turns true. Out trans, dude. I'm hoping for that.
Her or the baby.
Either way,
they're both still growing.
They're both not fully yet developed.
Actually, 21. What's up? Like,
just so everybody knows. Oh,
how old did Louise. I tell him he was?
I was.
They he was. Who are you talking to, dude?
Zim was.
I gay lover, dude?
I do have a gay probably. Lover.
You just called him Davey?
Okay, so it happened. Yeah. How was your
so Nick jizzed inside you?
Oh my yep. God,
why do you
yeah.
reiterate that, dude? Then,
I thought that's where we stopped.
Because he's jealous. That's why.
True.
It was pretty sick.
I wanted Nick dope. To jizz inside of me.
It's a good move. I will never not do anything.
I don't respect you enough, dude, to jizz inside of you.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's rude, especially on 420, dude. Why would you say that to him?
I come in his back like a dog, dude. Like a bad, bad, filthy
dogs
dog.
Don't do
you
that.
You jizz outside. On dogs' backs?
Yeah.
Where do you jizz on them?
You weirdo.
You roll them over?
All right, God, how was your pregnancy? Weird.
My pregnancy, I feel like.
Yeah, dude.
Perfect transition. Question.
Are you planning on one
talking
page?
About?
Are you trying to get some data?
I'm trying to
yeah,
remember
no,
what
no,
it was
no.
like.
My pregnancy was good. Actually, I worked until I, like, gave birth, pretty much. Like, it wasn't too
dope.
Bad. My back hurt a little bit at the end.
Were you wearing special
but, like,
shoes?
No, definitely not.
She still wears the Velcro ones.
I'm like, I can't bend over.
All right.
No, but it was actually pretty good. I mean, Nick obviously has his opinions, but for me,
I was already hating so much.
Because you suck, dude.
Yeah, literally, you fucking suck.
Sorry.
Suck I never said that, Nick. Okay. I just want you to know, I never said any of those things.
I know, dude, I know. I have to edit this and I'll rewatch and remember.
You're going to love it.
All right, so
yeah, it was really good though. My birth experience was good. Like 12 hours, she was out. Like,
was it
instantly? Pretty much.
Because I mean, like everybody. God, well, at least like my wife did, and then I did had an idea of what
you
the birth
gave
plan.
Birth? Yeah.
No, what the birth plan was going to be.
Oh yeah,
know?
We just like made stuff up, and we were just going with the flow, pretty much. Though, like we okay. didn't have like because I feel like if you get stuck in if you get stuck in
do it again, little stumbles. Do it again, and little stumbles might come back out.
Push.
Oh, damn, dude. You forgot the guitar outside. I was going to go.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, jeez Louise.
I put that far away from the tent. You're welcome.
Come on, dude. We're camping.
We're not camping. We're in your backyard, and we're in our...
We should go camping, though. That'd be fun.
I'm down.
That'd be so fun.
I'm so down.
That'd be fun.
We're camping in the twilight of our youth, dude.
Yeah.
We are in the twilight
every
of our youth. We're,
still
in
the smoking
nostalgia
weed. Of our
camping
youth, out you fucking it. Delusional human beings.
What are you talking about?
We're older. We're
you
getting
older.
Older.
Yes, I know. That's what twilight means. The sun is setting on our youth.
Yeah, and twilight was so good.
You see what I have to deal with, Kinsey?
I do.
God damn it.
I do, CJ.
Thank you. It's nice to have another
dude.
Lady on the podcast.
Which one's, which one's mine and which one's yours?
This one's mine.
Okay.
Then this one's yours.
We're
not kiss. Yeah. Yes, kiss.
No.
Kiss for the
fuck
camera.
No, dude.
Kiss for CJ the 420
camera.
Honestly, CJ
I mean,
would.
Yeah.
No, he's never kissed a guy. He's
couldn't.
Never kissed a guy.
You'd be the first guy I kissed since
you
I was a child.
Do it, actually?
Hey, did you guys hear the former Planned Parenthood director killed himself after a botched child sexual abuse material raid?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Wait, what was it?
If you're gay, you can't be a
child
bad person.
Raid.
Oh my God, so he got caught
How
up.
How is it?
Mm-hmm. That's so nasty.
Yeah, the FBI or the police or whatever, they so came to raid him, and they busted into his neighbor's apartment instead and arrested Damn. Some woman for a while before they were
Ooh.
Like,
oh,
oh
he
yeah.
must be the trans gay.
Wrong lady. Whoops.
In our defense, we couldn't tell the difference.
No, it was a man.
It was a boy, right? Yeah. It's always boys. Is it not?
It's often
boys. They hung themselves?
Well, no, because there's a shit ton of teachers that have been arrested for molesting little kids.
True, but they're hot boys. They're like the jocks in school. She's like, finally, my chance.
That's why it's okay. No.
Yeah.
They're built to spill, dude.
Those children wanted it, though.
Yeah, they're in love with that
one. Isn't that so weird how it doesn't go both ways?
Gross, gross, gross.
Every time a teacher molests a young boy, it's always like, where were these teachers when I was a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, my
You're
God.
Like, I don't know, hopefully not molesting children?
No, yeah. For me, it's opposite.
I don't feel that way either. I wish my teachers molested me. Is that what you're going
to
say?
I was going to fully agree with that.
There were some teachers I wanted to molest when I was a kid.
That's what I wanted to do to them.
But you're not allowed to do that because you're not allowed to consent. So, sorry.
Consent's a tricky word.
Yeah, if you're the UN.
Yeah.
The definition definitely varies on consent, I would say.
Yeah.
So how does this guy kill himself?
Does it?
And if he hung himself, do you think he was watching child porn and jerking off right before his final moments?
Totally.
Here's his suicide note, or here's a post that he made.
Suicide note?
I think it's his suicide note, or it might just be a post that he ironically made.
Can you read it like him?
As you're jerking off to see me? Yeah.
A real friend. I don't know. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let him get into care.
A real friend immediately deletes your hard drive when you die.
That's a suicide note.
Yeah.
Wait. A real friend.
A real friend.
Oh shit!
Immediately
that's like an out. Like, who the fuck didn't delete his shit that
when
he
you
was
die.
Supposed to?
Yeah.
Well, imagine
if him that they would have. Yeah.
Imagine if you would catch.
Well, fuck that guy. Fuck his friend for not deleting his hard drive. Of
would
his
you
precious,
guys do
precious,
it? Would you guys do
precious
it?
Precious collection.
You know how hard you work to get that collection.
You know.
You gotta catch them all.
Miles on miles.
20 yeah. goddamn years.
His name's Ash Ketchum, dude. What the hell? You gotta catch them all?
He had a cockbuster in his basement, dude, for all the local pedophiles.
Oh, jeez, dude, sorry. No.
Let me get a peek at you, little
no,
kid.
But imagine.
Turn around, let me get a peek at you.
Let me see that Squirtle.
Peek at you. Squirtle.
That's like fucking what's Theo Von's skit? He's like, oh, dude, when I was young, there was a guy in our neighborhood that would pay you $20 to show you his butthole or something like that. Have you guys ever heard that one?
I don't remember.
He's like, yeah, dude, he'd go walk like 60 feet or something like that. He's like, and then he'd bend over and spread his butt cheeks, and then he'd give you $20.
That's a good deal.
That's yeah.
20 buttholes.
That's kind of.
That is a good deal, dude.
60 feet, that's a long way.
That's long, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, like, see his asshole
last time I had
that's
to,
a football field.
I guess the guy didn't want to be an up-close pedophile. He wanted to be a
far away
like
pedophile.
Worth it,
far away
for pedophile. Sure.
Last time I had to
for
look at
kid?
An old guy's butthole, I had to give him $10, so.
That's nasty, CJ.
You're so bad.
You're a bad,
you're
bad,
a
bad boy.
You're a bad boy, CJ. You need to get spanked.
But you make me feel so good.
I don't have anywhere to put my whole body.
Are you feeling uncomfortable?
Feeling
me too,
trans.
Dude. You want a scissor? If we scissor, yeah. I think if we scissor, we can both extend our legs, which is both what we want, right?
There you go.
I'm not going to fucking scissor with you.
Scissor with me, you faggot?
Yeah, scissor me timbers, dude. Scissor for Hitler.
Kind of, we moved stuff.
Don't you think the Combine shooters scissored before they stopped
the school? Yeah, dude, you don't think they scissored while the police were coming
after
them, dude?
So we're really going to do it tomorrow, guy.
Oh, my God.
That's solidifying it by scissoring.
Imagine being in that situation.
There's a weird independent movie called Elephant. Have you seen it before? It's like by Gus Van something.
Gus Van Sant?
Yeah. And he made a movie about them, and like that's what they entailed. It's like it showed them. He's like pouting. It showed them before they shot the school the next day. And then it showed them like them making. They were gay lovers, and they had sex in the shower.
My lover,
hot
won't
scene.
You be my lover.
I bet that was a hot scene.
Be my lover. Be my lover. It's a good song. Yeah. Sorry, I just fucking felt it right
I'm
going to
shoot
there,
this
dude.
Load like I'm going to shoot those kids tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wow. King Chris
Curtis. That was a good one.
Where's the banana?
I liked it.
Perfect place.
You didn't deserve that.
You made it.
Holy
points.
Talk about a hole in one. Jeez, you guys are disgusting. How much Bud Light have you been drinking?
Basketball shot, hole in one.
His post, too.
Kobe.
Where's that other
that
banana?
That one bombed.
Yeah, where is it? He ate it.
That one landed worse than Kobe.
Too soon.
The live's just getting gnarly pics of his knees.
I know. All right. That's what I've been.
He's got,
I love it. I love it.
He's got arthritis
hilarious.
Knees. You have arthritis knees. Is it ever
oh my gosh.
Before?
What do you mean?
Don't make fun of CJ.
My knees do hurt.
I know. I can tell. I can see. I can see them protruding.
Because they're knobby?
Yeah, they're knobby. They're
How do my
out.
Knees look, dude?
You have nice knees.
I have nice knees.
Those can cross a border.
Hispanic.
Those can swim, jump, run, anything you need.
They're about 5'7".
To get away from the border patrol.
Where's the rest of your leg, dude? Yeah.
What are you talking about, dude?
You got some skinny-ass legs, boy.
Yeah, they leave them at customs? Sorry.
At least my knees don't look like a Jewish person's nose, dude.
Happy birthday, Hitler.
I can't believe I said that.
Yes, you can, dude, because you believe those things.
Yeah, that is true.
Get me off camera, please. Yeah, yo, hand me another roll, dude. All
right.
Give me one of them fucking buns, bro. Okay.
We should smoke more pot.
Okay, we can do that, too.
Bring a top. Gotta do be right over here.
I got one, too. I got you.
What have we talked about today?
Let's talk about. Is it interesting to talk about the guy that leaked the CIA documents about Ukraine, the whole Ukraine war?
I don't know. Then,
no, it's not interesting.
What did you say, dude?
I don't. The only reason I'm hesitant is because, like,
it's not silly enough.
No, it's almost certainly propaganda.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I don't like parroting that. I don't like biting. You know what I mean? It's like,
let's not bite.
It's like it's the state. Dangling bait, and we're like, should we grab that or should we?
Is what, like, what is propaganda? Is it just your opinion you think about propaganda?
No, I think that what happened is they needed to fabricate a reason to generate support for the war in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And so they invented this, like, leak story where they're like, oh, we just so happened to accidentally leak that Ukraine doesn't have enough missiles to make it. So that way people go, oh, no.
Oh.
I thought it was more in the vein of that it was leaked showing that they were losing so bad, so it's like a waste of time and effort to, like, put it forth. Mm. Like, that, not in that, not that, that makes sense.
That's
like
interesting,
that.
But yeah.
Yeah.
No,
that was a good.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, so move on. What else you got?
Fuck the state.
We got fuck the state, dude.
Yeah, we can't believe them. No, not even our parents, not even
I'm actually
state.
With the
state. Nobody.
I just want to say I'm with the
our
state.
Teachers.
Just to write.
I'm not with these guys. I'm with the state. I'm all for it.
Really? Me too.
Whatever my government wants, is what my government gets.
Fuck the government. Dude.
That's literally what happens, though.
I mean, yeah, that's like, why I live so comfortably, guys. Yeah. You should try it.
Just to put a little
suck the banana.
To put a bow on the. Whoa.
Let me put that banana on my butt.
To put a somebody put the banana in my
ass right now. Peel or no peel?
Whoa, we just got 40 new followers, dude. That's weird.
Peel.
Immigrant sticks banana in butt.
That's the story?
That's the headline.
That's a headline.
Pedro, if you could scoot that way just a little bit to get in frame on the live. And
he's
to get a
bossy.
Little bit away from me,
he's getting a little bossy, dude.
Bossy.
Pedro, if you could just be a little bit not as close to me.
Yeah, you smell.
Don't stand.
He's like,
don't
that gay guy
so
in the choir class was me.
Don't stand so close to me.
Stinky fat gay guy stinky in the class.
Florida has introduced a bill to kill child rapists.
Let's do it. I think that's good.
Isn't that what happens in prison
anyways? All opposed say nay.
True. Isn't that
the
what?
The bill passes. Let's kill these fucking pedos,
let's kill them,
dude.
Yeah, let's kill them. All but right. Not all of them.
All of them.
There's some non-profit.
Not if they're not the talented ones.
That's a good,
yeah, if they put out a fucking bomb track, then we gotta.
It's different.
Only if you get caught should you be assassinated. Is what you're saying, right?
I'm not saying that, but I like that you presented that to the table.
Yeah, like,
I was just trying.
I didn't say that, but I like where you're at.
Like, I couldn't even think they could get away with it.
Yeah, yeah.
So Epstein didn't really do anything wrong except for getting caught.
So is it gonna pass in Florida, dude?
It might. Very well might.
Their population is going to drop by 500,000.
They're all in Florida, too. Yeah. All these people advocating.
There's going to be no politicians left in Florida.
Yeah. I thought you meant, like, current raping children, not from 20 years ago.
Dude, all these people advocating for...
Yo, dude.
They're the pedophiles. What?
They passed this bill the day that there's, like, a banquet where the Epstein client list is all meeting at, and then Florida gets bombed by, like, the liberals or something. How awesome would that be? That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be cool. It'd be like a wedding in Afghanistan or Palestine.
Yeah, dude. That'd be awesome.
Send a drone to Florida, baby. Oh, it was like a metaphor. It was a comparison. It was a simile.
Yeah, it was a simile. Yeah.
It was a soliloquy.
It was a soliloquy.
Haiku, uh-huh. Dude, is the word you're looking for.
No, you can't say haiku anymore.
Why?
From
IQ.
They don't like that.
They don't like it?
That's a slur now.
Yeah, that's an Asian slur.
Uh-oh.
While leftist Democrats from notthebee.com. While leftist Democrats in some states and districts across the United States are cozying up to pedophiles, referring to them as minor attracted persons.
Maps, dude.
Who are just
all
on
these maps out there.
All the maps, dude.
LGBT rainbow spectrum. Florida is actually taking the issue with the seriousness it deserves. The Florida House just passed a bill that would allow people convicted of raping a child to receive the death penalty.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
It's going to happen in jail anyways, dude. All these chomos.
It's kind of like more respectful.
I kind of like it better in jail.
Yeah, why are you going to give these guys an out?
That's one thing you could give to that Planned Parenthood director, notoriously pedophilic director of a left-wing organization. Weird how that fucking
so weird. That usually doesn't happen.
Almost never happens
all
the time.
Yeah,
we should get, if you're listening, you should Google search it and see if there's any other like left-wing associated pedophiles.
Count how
I bet
many.
You won't find. Yeah, I bet you it's going to be one, probably.
Yeah, hard. Like
check it out.
Especially if you use Google. Leftist cucks as well. That's known so pedophiles.
Are they really?
Yep.
How dare them.
Yep.
¿Quién crees que eres?
If you use Google, you're a pedophile.
I can't believe it either.
Hate to tell you.
Oh, shit. I like this here, though. Bill sponsor, Rep. Jessica.
You sound like a pedophile.
Jessica Big. You're not the first person to tell me that this
week. I like
that.
It's you here.
Well... Bill sponsor Rep. Jessica Baker in closing. There is no earthly redemption for somebody who rapes a small child. Only God can save them. And in Florida, we should be eager to arrange that meeting.
Ooh, that's
damn.
A good one. I like it.
Florida splitting bars, dude.
And how does God deal with pedophiles?
We don't know.
Come on in, my child.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
fallen from grace, you have. I welcome you, like all the priests of our religion.
Yeah, I think it's totally unheard of for anybody related to God to be
to ever
pedophilia.
Rape a child. Yeah.
That almost never happens.
That never happens.
That
in religion.
Literally never happens.
No, the Dalai Lama doesn't
that
get tongue fucked by kids. Gandhi doesn't sleep naked with children to try to, you know, see if something will happen.
Yeah,
how incredible the strength he has to sleep next to children and not do anything.
For
I mean,
sure.
Gandhi, what a man of.
Yeah.
Mind power, mind control, body
Real
control,
willpower. Yeah.
That's the word.
He's got skills, dude. He's honed him in. He's honed him in hard.
That's because that religion's been a lot longer than like the Catholic priest.
Yeah,
so they're like they still see a cute kid. They're like, here we go.
Crazy how every institution of power in
I
the world.
I bet I could sleep next to that child and not do anything to it.
I fucked up again, Jesus. Two Hail Marys.
What are you looking for? Sour Patch Kids?
Yeah, a punchline, like, dude. I'm looking for a fucking punchline.
Sorry. I don't have none of those. I'm all out.
Fresh out. Fresh out the kitchen, dude.
Yeah.
Aww. Learn something gay
I think
every
we've
day.
Just been all over today.
That's
really,
how
we've
my
jumped
life
around.
Is.
I think we've been doing good, dude. Why are you hating on us right now?
I'm not hating, doggy. I'm just saying.
I think, yeah. Life is.
You got a video of.
I have a video of life right now.
I'm my baby. Y'all better go ahead.
Dumbass.
This was in a scary neighborhood.
What's this context?
Uh-oh.
There's black people yelling in a parking lot at a gas station.
All you gotta do is cut this bitch. Put my baby
hit. Oh, shit.
Yo, her hair's dope. Right?
That's nice. Yeah. She tried out for the Little Mermaid.
I was just fooling
around. They're at the gas station. Oh,
shit.
What?
So there was one lady arguing with the other lady that was in the car, and she was just driving around the parking lot.
And there was a guy trying to get her out. And,
they were just talking shit.
Plowed it.
Did anybody seriously get hurt?
Did she not deserve it?
She flipped the whole trip.
Oh, she flipped it over there? Oh, man.
She drove out of the parking lot.
That's crazy.
She flipped, that's her car?
There she is.
You're still coming for her? You guys are good concussion. She's still fighting.
Damn, that's crazy.
No, the person that flipped, was that her getting out of the car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Good for her, dude. She good? She golden, dude.
She's concussed.
Oh, yeah, dude. She's going to start making some fucking, I don't know, Ice Spice music or something.
Sorry.
That's right. You've only done that 5 times.
I know. My fucking cord is stuck over there.
I thought you were meaning to do it.
My motherfucking car, my kids in it.
Lucky mama. Hell
yeah, dude.
I need more context to that video.
Yeah.
I need the story behind it.
Well, you see,
were they like
one guy's baby mama
tell him,
needed
Nick.
To pay the welfare, and his baby mama was paying that welfare.
Mm. And so they weren't together.
She said, how you getting your nails done if you ain't paying for your kids' food?
What you doing?
How you getting those hair extensions?
Those are dope. Knee long hair, dude. Blue. Yeah,
that's a good move. It's hard in the bathroom or like you're a public bathroom. Yeah, I feel like how's that?
You're fucking Rapunzel at that point, dude.
Your chest. You're like,
it's ballsy to try and start shit with somebody, get into a fight with knee length hair.
That's also true.
I would never come up to a person with knee length hair. You can catch me on that, dude.
I would never do that.
I would literally never have knee length hair either.
Yeah, you could.
Literally, I would never do that.
Never, ever.
Never, ever, ever could I do that.
Dude, there's so much ash on you.
I know, dude.
Oh my God.
Call him it's Ash Ketchum. Hey, Pokemon Joe.
Oh, baby.
Look at this kid.
You want this?
Why not, dude? Right. 420.
I'm chilling, dude. I'm so high. I don't even know what I'm thinking right now. You ever been so high you don't even know what you're thinking,
Whoa.
Dude?
I don't think so, dude.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Comedy. Damn, look at that big nasty ash on me.
Dude.
It looks like a carcinoma.
Whoa, are you still talking about the video?
I'm ashier than a black person.
Oh my.
That's the line, CJ. That is the line you do not cross. Shame
you know what? My brain
you.
Didn't even process what he said.
Because you're that woke?
Because I'm that woke.
You can't even process
I can't even process I'm so woke. I can't even process.
I shut my brain off.
It's all hate speech.
It's lying over me.
Check out what they do to politicians in India.
He's still alive? I thought we killed him. Is that Osama bin Laden?
Oh, no, dude. He's got a nose that wouldn't survive the Holocaust, I'll tell you that.
Oh!
Oh, damn. Wait, they just gunned him down. Why are we watching this?
This is awful.
You can't you gotta fucking pre-warn us about these videos, dude.
Do you even know what that says? So Is there context?
These are these two men were gangsters.
He's a highly injured man.
They were gangsters in India, suspected of
people of walking. They were walking.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were included in like extortion and like trafficking and all these all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
Were they in Florida by chance?
They were in the Florida of India. They were in Florida, India.
Florida, India is hard.
Key West.
Yeah.
Key West, India.
Key West, India. Welcome to the Key West. Where there's nobody trying.
They also don't believe in COVID.
No, yeah. Yeah, true. It's over, too, by the way. We never brought that up.
Yeah, we never brought that up. Yeah. Huh? Nobody talks about it.
COVID's over.
It never even got to Arizona, honestly.
COVID's not
over. No, I think it got to Arizona.
Joe Biden said it. He said it's over.
Oh, it would have to be real. Yeah,
those cute children back there.
Those men were gangsters. They, like, trafficked people and stuff. And then they became politicians.
Mm-hmm. As they always do.
Makes sense
true,
to me.
True.
As wanton psychopaths are, as psychopaths are wanton to do. And that's how they were dealt with.
Yeah, supposedly, we got to get a new one of those, huh?
That's not good.
Supposedly what?
Oh, my goodness.
This was expected, folks. Yeah, I don't know why you're...
I think it's just awesome.
And so those men...
They were suspected of what? Child kidnapping?
They were just gangsters. They became politicians. And they were in police custody right there. And then... Three dudes just that were pretending to be journalists. They busted out pistols and them to death.
That's how
and the police like ran away.
I mean, that's how assassins do it, dude.
The police were probably in on it, dude.
Whoa,
honestly, probably because they suspect it was like racially motivated.
Real, yeah. Inside scoop with Kinsey.
There's she's got a keen
Doesn't
intuition.
Have often.
Mm-hmm.
They were suspected. Like, it was suspected to be racially motivated.
Can I open this?
And
sure.
So
should we open the front, too?
Yeah, go for it. Just unzip the front.
I don't really think
homie.
It's smoking anymore.
I don't, but I need that fresh hit of air, dude. That outside
hitter.
H2O, I was going to say, dude. That outside oxygen, dude. That feels good. Look at that.
Ow.
It really feels like we're camping.
I think we are.
Just in case the camera can see in here.
I was like, who's he waving to, dude? Are your neighbors watching us again? They usually do.
They sit on the fence.
They're going to say the N-word any minute.
Got $20.
That Negus episode was so close. We almost beat him up for that.
I think he said arthritis N-word a minute ago.
Oh, I didn't say that. I wish I thought it.
How do you think your baby is doing right now?
I know. He opened that. I'm like, ooh.
I know. Longest she's been...
I trust Rachel, so I'm pretty sure she's fine. Yeah,
she's chill.
That's
a mistake. I feel like if she's not fine... No. I feel like if she's not fine, it's like...
She'd bring her out. Yeah, I mean,
it's the baby's fault. Yeah.
I'm like, she's done it before.
It's probably my shitty baby's fault.
Whoa, CJ, cross CJ,
dude, how dare you?
CJ, Rage. That's my number the one
live's
camera.
Gone, dude.
Now I'm gone.
Damn.
Yeah. I wasn't talking about the baby thing. That's fine.
They didn't know who said it.
Fuck up the camera.
You're advocating your producerial duty.
It's all about the camera.
We're an hour in, and
no, I think she's good though. Honestly.
He found this 3 week old joint in his car.
3 weeks.
You're smoking more.
I bought it
That's crazy.
That's
crazy. You're a wild
dude.
Man. Are you quitting? Are you taking a sabbatical after this?
Yeah.
What's a sabbatical?
It's when you have sex with children.
King Chris.
Taking a 4 week high. 4 week sabbatical. You know what I'm saying?
I'll pass.
Just like a break.
A break from weed.
Yeah, well, it's a break from
anything.
Sabbatical is a break from anything.
I think hiatus would be good, too.
A break from anything. So, anything.
Typically, sabbatical is used in work context.
Yeah, because it's a full-time job quitting smoking weed. Since you smoke weed as much, you'd work a full-time job.
It's true. I have a career in smoking weed. I don't make much money. But
Seth Rogen said that today, honestly. On this
Seth Rogen sucks, dude.
Well, I know. I understand.
Liberal gay.
I understand, but I like certain things of him.
Jew.
Yeah, Jewish too.
That's come the number on, one dude. Thing.
I'm sorry about bringing up Hitler.
Yeah, me too. That guy sucked, dude.
That guy was
if
terrible,
I'm real,
dude.
My real opinion on Hitler after this whole episode, he sucked.
He was a bad guy.
He was a bad...
He was a real jerk.
He was a bad banana. He was a bomb banana.
It was definitely a bomb banana.
Yeah.
He was a meth head who probably lived for like so long.
Whoa.
You think he's still alive?
No, but considering...
Conspiracies.
I think he survived.
He died in Argentina in 1973 or something.
I 100% believe that. Because during that time, all the presidents and like famous people had body doubles, so people that looked like them. And it's like when they found their bodies, they're like in a weird different place. The shit didn't match. They could never look up the skull of Hitler that they have even in the museum. Then like America asked to like try to take samples of it. They're like, oh no, this is wrong. And they're like, nope, give us that back.
And I believe it, dude.
I don't know. Then you look at Austria and like it is pretty German. Is it Austria?
I've never thought of
Argentina, dude.
Argentina.
Oh, I'm good, dude. I'm not. Yes,
yeah, a bunch of them.
He's mistaken Argentina
for
Austria.
I've never seen
Austria,
you turn
dude.
Weed down.
I have.
I'm growing, dude.
I feel like I've never seen that.
I'm growing. I'm fucking sideways, dude. Shining, dude.
That was beautiful.
Jack, I like that. That's a good move. You're holding the beer and the mic in the one hand.
She's got big hands, dude.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Hands, dude.
La 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 la
la. Joke sip.
I'm just joshing.
Yeah.
Just goofing.
I joke and then I sip. I sip and then I joke.
I don't want that.
Come on, take a joke.
I'm so high, dude. I'm not here right now. This was a horrible idea. Who thought of this?
CJ. Ooh, mommy's taking the heat.
Mommy's getting crazy.
Mama's letting it down tonight.
Yo, Pedro, can your wife watch a couple more hours?
10 minutes tops.
Yeah, from 2 hours to 15, maybe. 15 minutes.
45 seconds for the lovemaking, 15 for the recovery. Mm-hmm.
50 minutes for crying.
15 minutes for the crying.
Saying, why life be like this? As why life always got me down?
You're washing yourself in the shower, too, while you're talking to yourself like this.
That was my inner monologue.
That's perfect.
It's a black guy with diabetes.
¿Quién crees que eres?
I've heard a lot of white guys that
touch
that sound
banana
like that,
right
dude.
Now.
Why would I touch the banana?
Yeah, dude.
Garbage.
Boof that banana, dude.
Fucking boof it, bitch.
I'm boof it. Won't be the first
you
thing
I'll boof it.
Boof that banana. Boof that banana.
Boof that
banana.
Boof that up in your ass.
I thought we
boof
were done that. With bomb banana, to be honest.
I thought it was a great idea.
Nice. Feedback.
See?
But that's me.
And she loves bananas.
It's a complete. We have pretty much stolen every single thing
in
on the
high
podcast
school. They called her little
podcasts.
Monkey banana lover.
What? Don't say that.
She did play basketball.
Ah, mm-hmm. Man, you guys are so
what? Where are we?
You guys are racist, dude. I'm sorry to tell you that.
Whoa, you
I've
think
told
so?
That before.
I've told you that, dude.
I'm sorry about bringing up Hitler.
Oh, I thought you said Jew.
No.
He did. That's what he said.
He said that. What are you going to the Book of Weed for, dude?
Oh, thanks. See, Peter, you should do this every time I talk. That way you don't interrupt me.
Oh. He's getting real now.
Damn, I felt that burn, dude.
He smoked too much where he's not fun anymore. He just
critical. He's like, this is what's happening.
The flip just...
I'm just the Joker now. I'm
so cynical and evil.
Pedro.
Joaquin Phoenix Joker over there, dude.
He's not going to be walking after this. How about those knees?
Not going to be walking in Phoenix after this, dude.
Wait, so you're quitting smoking after tonight?
Yeah.
Before 420?
Yeah, because this is my 420.
I know, this is your 420. Okay.
I might join you for a little bit, dude. Okay. Honestly, I might join you for a little bit.
Yeah?
Today?
I will not.
Same.
You.
Today?
Gross.
That's
I'm
disgusting.
Down.
Or if you ought to make it 420, I don't
Pedro,
care.
You don't even smoke.
Yeah, he didn't even ask you to join him either. He just wants this.
Yeah,
he's a lone wolf.
You, Pedro.
I barely smoke.
I'm sorry, but he doesn't.
I've okay. seen enough of the podcast. I've heard enough of it.
I've watched it, okay?
We're just childhood best friends that grew up in a trailer park together.
Hanging out at 10 at 33, smoking weed, putting it on the internet, dude.
No, yeah, I barely smoke, though. Like, I only smoke maybe once a day, if you know, I do.
I only smoke chode.
But I've been drinking too much, dude. I gotta stop
and
that.
You've been vaping.
I gotta stop
and
that.
Have you been vaping?
Vaporous? She's like, where is it?
Yeah, because, I mean, I haven't been vaping.
You haven't. You've been strong. You're a strong soldier. It's really hard to quit a 14-year-old habit.
It really
it's really
is.
Hard to quit a habit when you're a 14-year-old, dude. That's
this
so
is better than masturbating
it's
as a 14-year-old. Okay? I will fucking die.
That hit right there.
It's so hard to stop smoking child perfume.
It's not child, actually. It's
the battery
it's
acid
18.
For me.
What do you mean, dude? That's what it smells and tastes like. Child perfume. Come on.
I know. I have to quit that, yeah. That
I gotta quit that shop.
Ring a ding a ding, whatever, dude. I nailed it.
I'm at a point right now, dude, where I need to hone in on my shit.
Yeah,
drinking.
This one got
smoking,
me.
And I mean that's
that one, just that one.
This joint finally pushed me over.
Why? Because I'm being real, dude.
No, I'm yeah. Still like, all
shit,
of a sudden
he's
I'm super high. Dude.
It's like, oh, fuck!
Everyone's
this is downhill.
Like, I need to hone in on my shit. Like,
no, I need to, man. I gotta get back on working out too.
Same.
You stopped?
Well, I mean, I've been going on bike rides once a week, but it's not what I was doing.
85-year-old maggot?
Sorry.
Sorry.
Bike rides, dude.
Same, though. I need to work
No, bike rides rule.
Oh, I thought you said fun. Bike rides.
Let's be real.
I mean, that's homie I loves it.
What?
Working out?
Yeah.
He loves running.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
That is working out, but not working out. I mean, it is not negative. For
he loves working out.
Is he doing calisthenics dude, or anything? Or are you just running?
Huh?
Are you just running?
No. He lifts weights too, but he doesn't like that.
A little bit, yeah. Just not as much as since the hernia. I'm like slowly getting back into it.
Yeah, of course, dude. He just had a major operation, dude. He just had a major operation.
Yeah. Can you even imagine?
You're just a woman. You don't.
You
wouldn't even know it.
You do not even know anything you're talking about.
You guys don't want me to take these sunglasses off. Okay?
Because I'm crying.
Damn, dude. Is that what happens when you give her
nicotine?
You guys
want to see me cry? Because I don't think you want to see that.
CJ's already.
Oh, yeah, I was crying over here from
CJ's
a minute ago.
CJ's seen me cry.
That's crazy. You started, Patrick. Good.
Yeah, they're all right.
If you're just listening, you got to come over to the podcast on YouTube. Mm. Check out Pedro eating these sour patches.
He looks cute.
It's a mukbang, dude. It's a 420 Munchies mukbang.
Yeah, exactly. Cute.
We have buns, dude.
No buns.
Yep, I'm sitting on them.
Those.
He has a banana.
Does have a good. No, he doesn't have.
You laugh. You can't give me the banana if you laugh.
Yeah, you silly
that.
Goose.
I always do that.
It's, yeah. In his defense, he's got some cakes, dude.
Yeah, he does.
He's got.
He fluctuates. Sometimes he does.
I don't got cakes.
His, well, I mean, his his
yeah, I'm like 190 pounds right now. Ooh. I haven't worked out in probably a month, so
we all need to work out a little bit more, dude.
More it's cake. All cake.
No, I feel if anything,
Nick is the best, and I was just
out of this episode you gathered, we need to work out more.
Yeah,
That's the one thing we need to work on.
That's the one thing we need to work on.
Everything else, dude, the racism, the bigotry, the homophobia.
I feel like we're pretty good with that.
I feel like we're dialing it in.
Water under the bridge, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's all good.
We also do that once a week.
Also true.
What, water under the bridge?
Just like your bike ride. We're racist, bigoted, and homophobic.
I don't always agree with you guys, though. I will like to say that. In my defense.
Yeah, but you exercise your right to.
But you hang out with them. It's like, show me your friends. Show me who you are.
No, that's not true at all, dude. These guys don't matter to me.
That's not
racist.
True at all.
You're very racist, yeah.
So you guys think I'm more racist than you guys?
No. Yeah.
Definitely not.
No, you're good.
To some, you're not even
we're
racist.
A problem.
You are a minority. You can say whatever you want.
Hey, yeah,
exactly. Exactly. You're gay Hispanic.
Yeah. Dude, I was given an N-word pass. I've never used it. I've never used
it. Unless you're having sex.
But I was given that pass a while ago.
Yeah, it doesn't count if you get it from a white woman.
Yeah. True.
No, I mean,
she's like, here, one of them gave me this. You can have it.
How is that even valid to get a pass?
That's like herpes?
If someone else hurt you, they're like,
no, dude. I don't think that would happen.
Really?
I feel like, see, I'm not. There's some certain Mexicans, I will say this, there's certain Mexicans that have the N-word pass, and they will use it, and then...
No, they're called Puerto Ricans.
Yeah.
I mean, South American?
They're below Mexicans.
It's all Mexico south of the border, dude.
So my statement's correct, right? Yeah.
That's why the cops let you go. Because you say shit.
They have the pass, dude, and they use it freely, and then around, you know, black people. Mm-hmm.
Why did you just shoot towards me?
I went like this.
Because you're the poorest one here.
Because I feel like there's a way of like carrying yourself.
So you can say the N-word as long as you carry yourself.
I mean, if you're like a Cholo Mexican, dude.
As long as you act like one.
I never said that. No, those were not.
As long as you don't have a relationship with your child.
I'm talking about Mexicans here. I'm not even talking about.
I'm kidding. I'm just joking.
This is a touchy subject. You don't want to tread these waters with me? What are you?
Nick started going.
It's a beautiful
I know you
day.
I know you can't hear because you're speaking, but Nick was going, hort, son.
I wasn't, dude. I just punched it up.
You gotta cut him off.
They do have bigger ding-dongs than you.
That's true.
So it is kind of like punching up still.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That's what you're punching up about?
They don't get as hard, though.
Better
as
I'm sorry, Pedro. You took that personally. I was just kidding.
What did I take? I don't even know what I took personally, dude.
I don't know. I feel like I tried to throw a burn at you, and you like you just kind of went like
he's high, dude.
Remember, I'm not even in this tent right now. Yeah. I don't know where I'm at.
Yeah,
that's
a good feeling.
Well,
what do you do? What are you doing, dude?
Go ahead.
Go ahead with what?
Speak
about what? I don't even remember what we were talking
Close
about,
this out, dude.
I close this out.
All right. I'll close you out, folks.
You notice how he always wants to grab it whenever he puts something like this in his face? Well,
stop, please, first of all. I'm placing it properly. Like, folks, happy 420, and thank you for joining us on today's episode. We were glad to have Kenzie on. It was fun talking about different shit. What did we talk? Yeah. Thanks for joining us, guys. Amor.
E-pause.
We'll see you next
Sorry
week.
About bringing up Hitler.